Blog Talk Radio.
I pray to you, God, whom I call Allah, that you connect our hearts as one and grant us like-mindedness to be able to move forward in a manner that will unify us on one accord, to honor our ancestors, respect our elders, and properly educate our children, strengthen our families, and rebuild our community. I pray to you, God, whom I call Allah, that you connect our hearts as one and grant us like-mindedness to be able to move forward in a manner that will unify us on one accord, to honor our ancestors, respect our elders, and properly educate our children, strengthen our families, and rebuild our community.
Welcome, everyone. It's another Wednesday. We should be having a guest joining us shortly. Just want to thank everybody for tuning in. We know you could have been anywhere else and you chose to be here with us tonight. And for that, we're grateful. I just wanted to start with something, you know, that I would like to share with you guys. You might have saw it on my Facebook page. If not, check it out. If so, I'm just going to go over it with you again. Brothers, we as men have a responsibility to cultivate our women, as well as to guide and instill structure within our children, whether they are home or abroad. Our responsibility as men is to also be the voice of reason in emotional situations. Our responsibility as men is to provide for and to protect our families to the best of our abilities. We as men must be responsible, must be willing to take on the role of a counselor. My reason for suggesting this is, in today's society, we as men have to learn to be compassionate enough towards our women and children for the purpose of allowing them to be willing to share with us their inner feelings and thoughts, the ones that they are unable to share with anyone else. In other words, we have to allow ourselves to become their safe space. To take on this responsibility, brothers, we as men have to become more attentive in order to know when to listen, when to offer advice, and when to just embrace them and tell them we love them. Sisters, you will be needed in this role as well. And you must be prepared to perform those same actions whenever it's necessary. For you to do so for the children and occasionally for your men. Sisters, your responsibility as women is to understand that like you, we as men have feelings too. We are not always strong, stable, and confident. Sometimes we become emotionally fragile as well. Therefore, be mindful of your tone and how you use your words with both your man and your children. Sisters, some of you may or may not be aware that your mouth and your choice of word is one of the most powerful, hurtful, and devastating tools. I cannot emphasize how important it is for you to use your words wisely. I am expressing this because we as men may be able to overpower you with our strength. Yes.
Shaq.
Hello?
You yeah. got your guest is on the line, and
okay,
you got Mr.
Okay,
Solution,
yeah.
and you got Mr. Solution on the line also.
Okay.
He wanted
All
to.
Right.
He wanted to say something. Mr. Solution just wanted to let you know he was in the house. You want to put him in first and then your guest?
Yeah. You got to keep it short. You got to keep it short, though, so I can get my guest
All right. All right. Mr. Solution, you live.
Yes, sir. Hey, I'm exceedingly glad that you guys are friends and have been friends for so long. There's an old bromide or proverb that says there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. So I have appreciated you saying that, Jay Sean, correct?
Jay Sean has said it on multiple occasions, yes.
No, I know you, Shadi. I was going to say hi to you, too.
Jay Sean, okay.
Yeah, just to say hi to you guys, and I'll hang out in the queue and see what's going on. But if something comes up, I'm ready. Remember that. Always ready.
Okay.
Sharp shooter.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Solution. Thank you. We have an individual that's going to be my guest today. He's one of the individuals that takes eating healthy and clean very seriously, because as we all know, that our bodies are the vehicle in which we use to complete our task. And if our body needs to be fueled properly, just like a vehicle, just like a car, if we don't fuel our bodies properly, then our bodies are not going to hold up and be able to endure what it is that we want to put our bodies through. So without any further ado, I would like to bring in my brother Forrest to elaborate on food and the importance of it and, why we should be eating good and, eating clean. Welcome to the show, my brother.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. Peace and blessings to you and my man Jay and Mr. Solutions, my man. We got you on tonight. Hey, family, I would like to thank Brother Shadi for asking me to come on. And I would like for the listening audience to understand that this is not intended to diagnose or be a remedy for anything that may be ailing you. I'm just going to share in my experience and how I feel. Going on now, April the 10th, I'll be 66 years of age, and I feel 30, and I've been blessed. And on my journey, it's been found to me that eating as cleanly as possible gives you that youthful spirit, and also it just energizes. You have so much more energy when you eat clean, when you eat from the earth, or as my dear brother Rashad would say, when you eat from nature, and you cut out the denatured food, the processed foods, and you just try to live in accord, of course, with the divine mind of the Most High. So, Brother Shadi, if you'd like to ask me some questions, or I could just wing it with the audience and just give them my personal experience.
Well, it's something called vegetarians and it's something called vegans. I would like to know, an audience like to know, which one are you and explain to us what's the difference, vegetarians and vegans.
Yes, well, I never really knew that there was a difference between a vegetarian. I always thought that the main label for someone that was going to eat clean, basically, they do eat clean, they have a better diet than eating a lot of meat and, like I said, a lot of processed foods. But vegetarian and vegan, see, vegetarians dabble with eggs, and they will occasionally dabble with some dairy. Vegans are okay. strictly against any type of dairy product or any type of which eggs are, fall into the category of dairy, because when you go to the store, you find eggs in the dairy section and cheese. I would invite people, and everybody basically now gets their information online, or they can Google the information or do your homework. And I'm going to give you guys numbers and different places to go, so that this way you can find out some of the things that I've told you to do on my homework. Go up there and then do your homework. Don't take what I say to be gospel. Just go up there and do your due diligence in terms of doing your homework to find out what works for you. Now, vegans, we strictly eat from the earth. Now, just so that you can understand something, family out there, there are vegans that don't eat meat, okay, but they're junk food vegans. I remember one time I had a conversation with somebody, and they said, man, this guy didn't eat no meat, man. He had a stroke. But when they looked a little further into his diet, he was eating pizza, which is inflammatory. He was drinking coffee, which is acidic to the body, okay? So he was a junk food vegan. He thought that he can get by not eating meat. And most of all, most importantly, he didn't exercise. You have to exercise every day, because everybody's familiar, Brother Shadi, with the old saying, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. And Jay is a member of Planet Fitness, so I'm proud of my brother over there, because we're getting a little older now, all right? But I was always a gym member, just to share with you, Brother Shadi. I started my, in high school I ran a little track. And then for 1 year, you know, over here in Newark, we had the Southwood Boys Club. I did a little in-gym boxing over there. And then in 86, I took out a gym membership, haven't looked back since. But when COVID shut down the gyms, I have my own personal gym here now. I had a gentleman build a pull-up bar for me. Got my sit-up table over here, my weights, my perfect push-ups. So it's very it's like hand and glove. Good diet goes with exercise. So the difference between a vegetarian will eat eggs. They will dabble in dairy, all right? And there's also another terminology, brother, you haven't asked about yet, but just to throw it out there, pescatarian, which are the people that
right.
Those are the people that eat fish, okay? But, you know, I really want to go the vegan route, because with the Fukushima disaster, all right, because, you know, there's a lot of radioactivity in that, still in that water, brother. I don't trust a lot of wildlife from the sea has washed up. The dolphins, they have dead whales. I've seen that. And I told you, as we go along, Brother Shadi, I give out information so people can go and get the scholarly research, all right? You can go to,
okay.
Now, family, get your pen and paper ready, all right? And also, I'm going to give you a number.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Okay. Not for the second one. The second one will be a number. That's a totally different program. But the first one, I want you to, and they have a wealth of information up there, all right? These are two different sites you can go to. Number one, you go to P as in Paul, R as in Ron, N as in never, PRN.com, or you can go to, all right, and it's run by the same person, Gary, all right, Null, NULL.com. He has so much information, not just about health, all right, but about, well, when it comes to the government, the COVID shot, there's a lot of scientific research up there that you may be shocked on, all right, shocked about. And also, and I'll give out this information, Brother Shadi, with your permission, as we conclude
the
interview.
Bro.
There's another brother. His name is Dr. Alim, A-L-I-M, Muhammad, okay? And family, let me give you the number. It's every Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Listen to this brother. He's very, very up. He's a scientist and a doctor, all right? Area code is 717-908-1944. Repeat, 717 717- 908-998-1944, and the passcode is 607-436. Okay, that's every Tuesday at 7 o'clock. That brother breaks down COVID shot, what it does. He was talking about the Shungite stone, Brother Shadi. I don't know if you're familiar with that. I got a pendulum around my neck right now. It wards off the 5G and this deadly radioactivity that they're putting out here with these cell towers and different things that are out here on different buildings. Out here, they're cutting down trees and putting them on every other block. You know, it's dangerous, brother. So I'd just like to put that information out
there. That, pardon me, my brother. What was that code again? 607-436.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Shadi, hold on for me. I got to reach down and get this thing. Hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, my dear brother. Okay. What were you saying now? You want me to repeat that number? You got it now, brother.
No, I got it. 607-436.
Right. That's the passcode. Yeah. You got to check that brother out, man. In fact, just so your family can have a little information, this brother's been doing research since the 70s when they came out with AZT, which is making people sick that were diagnosed with HIV. This brother created an alternative, all right, protocol. It was called Chemron. All right, and it was making people better who were diagnosed with HIV. All right, and also that Gary Noel site that I gave you, this brother actually reversed HIV status in the people. He did it by an all natural means. He had a tri-state healing center over Manhattan, and he gave a big function at the Apollo Theater back in the 70s, and he invited all the national network news media to come out. Not one of them showed up. Channel 2, Channel 4, Channel 5, Channel 7. None of the media wanted to cover that, brother. And I ain't got to tell you why they didn't want to cover it, all right?
Absolutely.
Because the money is in the treatment, not the cure. Remember that, family.
Right, right.
As long as they keep treating, they make their money.
Right. Now, with Brother Aline, is there a certain time we could call that number?
Yeah, every Tuesday at 7 o'clock.
Okay, all right. All right.
There's so much, you know what, Brother Shadi, there's so much information, all right, that's out here that people are not privy to and don't know about. And see, that's why Jay started his network, I have my network, you understand, to wake people up to these things that they're not privy to, that they don't know about. You know, I asked the average person walking the street, you know what Shungite is? You know about the Shungite stone? No, what's that? But you have to educate people. You got to share and support, all right? And this actually helps to deflect the radiation because right now, brother, I'm talking to you on the phone, all right? I got a modem and I got an internet device. And what I did was I ordered the Shungite stone. I put Shungite on my internet device, and I also put one on the modem on the top. I don't watch the Tell Live Vision anymore. I haven't turned this Tell Live Vision on in the last 8 months, brother. When I listen to Sirius XM radio, all right, I have a Shungite stone in the shape of a pyramid that they sent me. Now, Shungite is mined in Russia, all right, and you can also put it in your water. You can get the nastiest water, brother. All right, and put Shungite in it, and within 24 to 40 hours, let those stones sit. It'll be the most purified water you could drink. That's how powerful this stone is.
And how do you spell that stone? How do you spell that?
Shungite, S-H-O-N-G-H-I-T-E, Shungite.
G-H-I-T-E, okay.
Yeah.
Right, I'm hoping everybody's going along with you because I jotted a few things down myself already. Continue, brother.
Okay, so basically I gave you the from from what's known out there, the definition or the difference between vegetarians, but they have even a better diet. I know some people that are vegetarians that don't do dairy, but they'll have some eggs every now and then, okay?
Right.
You know, when you're a vegan, you basically dedicate your lifestyle to eating clean, okay? And I've dedicated myself to eating clean. This August of this year of 2023 will make 11 years that I've become a vegan. And, brother, I'm going to tell you something. Unless there's a nuclear outbreak or a war and we got to chase some chickens to survive and eat, I'm not going back. I feel great, and I'm not under any medications right now. I don't take nothing for nothing, and thank the Most High for that. But a lot of it has to do with what you put in your mouth. And just also, and see, the discipline. I know a lot of people will say, well, I don't want to give up my meat. I was talking to a friend of 30-something years, you know, and I was telling him, I said, you know, I ain't giving up my chicken and my turkey now. I can't. Okay, well, it's a choice. You know, I support anybody in their choice. I support people who've taken the shot if that's what they want to do. But now science is coming out, and it's showing us, brother, all right, that the people who have taken the shot are actually the ones shedding, and they're the ones that are infecting people that didn't take the shot or people that have taken the shot and got reinfected with the shot. Okay, so, and like I said, you tune in to Dr. Aleem Muhammad. He gives you the science about how this is the spike protein, all right, that they're spraying. Because he was also on his show last night, Brother Shadi. He was talking about different cities across America. And he was talking about, he was rating the atmosphere, -9, -12, all right, in clear blue skies. He was talking about how they had, I forgot the word he used, but it's aluminum in with the chemtrails that Prince talked about, how they're spraying different cities. They're spraying these toxins in different areas, all right, around America, all right? So you're not getting fresh air, family, all right? You just hope and pray, all right, that you keep your immune system strong enough to fight this. And also, I would just like to put two ingredients that are major. Whenever I do my smoothies, because after I finish this interview, brother's waiting for me on the counter. I do smoothies every day, and I do a lot of raw juicing, okay? And in my smoothie, all right, chlorophyll, if you do the research, family, if you do research on chlorophyll, it is the closest thing to your blood. The chlorophyll powder and spirulina, which has 8 of your essential amino acids in it, I always put that in my smoothie every day, along with some flaxseed, which is your omega-3, your hemp seed. I don't have to tell you about hemp, the power of hemp, and also chia seed, which is the highest form of seed in terms of your protein. Then a lot of people say, well, you know me, I get your protein. Beans are powerful. All right, you got the navy bean, Shadi. You know about the history of the navy bean,
yeah.
Right? All right,
yeah,
it's a and it's a chelator. It helps pull toxins out your body. All right, navy bean soup, love it, love it. Back in the day, like, when I was a kid, I got introduced to it through the nation, and we used to always sit down and have that Whiting H&G sandwich, brother, on whole wheat, and they had the navy bean soup, and I loved it, you know. So I'm just saying we have to eat better. You have to clean your diet up, all right, because a lot of people, you know, every time I go to my primary care doctor, I mean, the lady's familiar with me there now. But when I first went there, she said, Mr. Nancy, because I had to switch primary care doctors. I didn't like the way the last one, what he was doing with the checkups, just breathe in, breathe out. All right, see you later, Mr. Nance. You okay, fine? This other woman, you go in 4 different rooms and get checked out. But when I first went there, I was 63 when I changed my doctor, and the doctor said, well, Mr. Nance, 63, what medications are you on? Like, she just knew being over 60 or in my 50s, I said, I'm not on nothing. She looked up and, Mr. Nancy, now I'm on nothing? I said, no, ma'am. I'm not. This is wonderful. She said, there's only one other person, and we got plenty of patients in here that are on at least 2 or 3 types of different medications coming in here. It's your diet. If you clean up, like diabetes is reversible. Diabetes is reversible. Brother Rashad, who's my teacher, has reversed diabetes, all right, in people, but you have to have the discipline and the diligence, all right, to want to clean up your diet. But most of all, when you look in that mirror and you love yourself, all right, then you're going to want to do this. Now, listen, family, I don't know the script that Most High has written for me, for you. I don't know how long I have to live, but I know one thing. If I have to answer for my life here on earth, I don't want Most High to look at me and say, well, you knew better. Why didn't you do better? Well, I did, Creator. I did, you know. But, you know, hopefully, Brother Shadi, that would be a reward for me, brother, because I'm keeping this temple that the Most High blessed us all with to house our organs clean, okay? Because, I'm trying to leave here as healthy as possible. Nothing's guaranteed in life, but I'm just, the key word here is prevention. You try to prevent a lot of bad things from happening to you and having to go on these medications, all right? Because they tell you, you can't reverse diabetes. You got a certain type, you can't reverse it. That's not true. That's not true. And some people, like I mentioned, Gary Null, go on his point. They had people who were on their deathbed, stage 4 cancer. Certain doctors that Mr. Null knew because he was a scientist. And they said, well, you know, we could recommend you to Gary. On their deathbed, he told people get their affairs in order. They went to see him, and he revitalized them and brought them back to 100% or close to 100% health. So it can be done, brother. It can be done. And if I want to say this, something that is very, very important, family, and it talks about this in Scripture. And I'm not a Bible scholar, and I'm not a Holy Quran scholar, even though my brother is Muslim, and we sit down and we chop it up. I just want to say this. There's a thing called intermittent fasting. Very vital as we get older. Your body needs a rest. The last meal that I have for the day is by or before 7 o'clock. And then what I do is, if I'm going to take anything at night, it'll be a liquid, like some lemon water, all right, maybe a little smoothie. And I won't drink the whole thing, but I definitely shut everything down. So when I lay in bed, I make sure nothing's on my stomach at least 2 to 3 hours before I lay down. And the next day, all right, I try to give myself a 12 to 15-hour window without eating anything, all right? In the morning when I wake up, I'll drink water, some alkaline water, all right? Or I'll have some lemon water in the morning. And then I might graze through the day, depending on how I feel, because someday I'm not really hungry. And I told Jay one time, Brother Shadi, I said, Jay said, oh, I got to eat something. I said, Jay, you hungry? He said, no. So, Jay, I said, why are you eating if you ain't hungry? He said, that makes sense for us. Because your body's telling you something. Give me a rest. You're not going to die if you don't eat. You're doing your system and your immune system a service. And science, this is not me. Go to, family, once again, write this down, pub, P-U-D, P-U-B as in pub, pub.med. They have all the science and the 5 to 15-year clinical trials with 5 to 10 to 15,000 people over 5, 10, 15 years study on certain type of supplementation, all right? And the outcome is always put into that particular PubMed.com. And they also have the Purview literature, which is very vital, too, in terms of people being diagnosed with natural protocols, all right, or things that have afflicted people with certain type of health ailments, and then the results coming from a natural remedy to see how that person reacted to it, okay? But fasting is very important. It talks about fasting in the Bible, as well as, I'm sure, brother, because my brother talks about it all the time, Brother Shadi, about the Holy Quran. In fact, yeah. Ramadan, I believe, starts
yeah,
tomorrow,
Ramadan
right, brother?
Ramadan starts tomorrow, absolutely.
Yes, sir. Starts yes, sir. Tomorrow. And guess what? I will be celebrating. I do not declare to be a Muslim, but I'm going to celebrate with my brothers, all right, my Muslim brothers and sisters, because now it's a challenge for me, all right, and not really a challenge because I'm used to doing it. I practice it all year long, okay, where I go the whole day from sun up to sundown, and I have a meal. But you're doing your body a wealth of good, and the brothers and sisters that practice Ramadan, and there's another fast called the Daniel fast that the Christians practice. With this particular fast, all right, what they're doing is, the science says this. Follow up what I'm saying, family. The less of a caloric the less of a caloric intake leads to longevity. Your longevity is dictated by what is in your body called telomeres, which is on the end, it's the caps. It's like a shoestring. Y'all know how a sneaker shoestring looks with that little cap on the end. Those are your telomeres. Your body has what they call telomeres. You could actually get telomeres testing, but you got to pay out of pocket for that because traditional mainstream doctors will not give you that type of test. It's only their status quo, their protocols, and what they have, what you can pay for with the insurance because that's how they get paid. Anything pertaining to any type of holistic treatment, most people know out there if you went that route, you have to pay for out of pocket, all right? Intravenous vitamin C, all right, is very vital for the body. Vitamin C is really the king of the vitamins. They're all good, but vitamin C is antiviral, all right? And I got to tell you, I haven't had a cold, brother, in the last 8 years, all right? I load up on vitamin C. If you Google vitamin C flush, all right, what you do is every hour, all right, you take a scoop of powdered vitamin C and drink it straight down, all right, and then when your stool gets soft, you cut it off. That cleanses you out. There's a lot of protocols, brother. There's a lot of things out here for us to learn from. All right, but the most important thing is, like I said, as we get a little older, we have to take better care of ourselves, and exercise is very vital, Brother Shai. But fasting, family, please try to practice fasting, all right, because it'll cleanse you out, it'll make you feel good. Listen, there are a lot of people that have done fasting, talking about how their vision gets clearer, they just got so much clarity. It's like they could tune in to different things that they didn't because food bogs you down. When you eat a lot of meat, and like I said, I'm not trying to tell you, family, what to eat out there, but when you eat a lot of meat, it clogs your system. It takes a certain amount of time, hours, all right, before you eat meat. And think about people that consistently, every day, they might eat a cheeseburger one day. They turn around, they might eat a lamb chop. Then they turn around, they might have a bologna and cheese sandwich. They're clogging their system. And you wonder why there's a high rate of high blood pressure and diabetes, especially in the African-American community, all right, in the melanated community, overall period in America, all right, because we don't take the time to clean our systems to do a detox. And raw juice, and everybody listening ought to have a juicer on their counter, all right. A lot of people say, well, you know, it's a little price. You got to pay for the organic stuff. But I'll tell you what, you can pay yourself or you can pay the doctor, all right. Most people that have a car, you ever seen a car that's sharp, it's waxed, they got armor all on the tires, the rims are shiny, all right? But the outside is looking good. But you know, if you don't get that oil change and that tune-up and take care of that engine, get it steam clean every now and then, you're going to have a problem. You have a nice-looking car, can't go nowhere after a while. So you got to take care of your insides, all right, because they said a man who had $1 billion would trade his wealth in, all right, his money, his monetary value, for good health. He'd sell his fortune to get out that bed and walk around. And also, in conclusion, I just want to say this, Brother Shadi, the weather's breaking. First day of spring was a couple of days ago, all right? It's been warm out here. I'm in Newark, New Jersey, okay? And get with nature. Find a nice park where you can look at the swans. You know what I'm saying? I know Jay do a lot of fishing out there. That's beautiful. I know Jay, you need solitude. Meditate. Close your eyes. All right? And, it puts me back. Y'all remember those of us who are a certain age. Remember David Carradine, the actor? Remember Kung Fu used to come on TV? All right? I remember one day he was with Master Po. That was the blind master. And Master Po said, "Grasshopper, what do you see?" He said, "Master, I see the birds, I see the cricket, I see," and he said, Master Po said, "Grasshopper, why is it that you don't see the grasshopper on the leaf to your right?" And David Carradine looked, he was quite Chen Kang, right, in Kung Fu. He turned around and looked, he said, "Master, how did you see that grasshopper?" And he said, "Grasshopper, how is it that you don't see the grasshopper?" So the only thing I'm saying to you, family, all right, get in tune with nature. Nature is part of our DNA. Find time to go to the park. Just relax and take in the creation of the Most High, because you know there's a creator. Man, you got some geeks out here that think they're more that this, but they're not. They're trying to create. It's all they say, often imitated, but never. You can never duplicate what the Most High put. He put nature out there for us to soothe our minds, all right, and give us a peace of mind. The number one killer in America, all right, is not cancer. It's not high blood pressure, heart disease. It's stress. Stress will lead you to all of these bad avenues. So meditate and relax, because I'm telling you right now, I'm getting down to the park, do my workout. I'm going to look for a quiet, peace place. Now, I'm in Newark. I'm not in Weequay Park. I might go to West Side Park. I might go up to South Orange. You know what I'm saying? I might come out to the waterfall in Patterson. That's nice. Okay? So the only thing I'm saying, family, is try to get underneath your belt. Work your way up fast. Do not try to leave the bad food alone if you can. Just wean yourself off. It took me a while. I started my journey at 55. But like I said, I've always been active, been in the gym. And, yes, I ate bad for a minute. All right? But like I said, as you grow older, to know better is to do better. Okay? So, Brother Shadi, I'm going to turn that back over to you. Brother, any more questions, feel free to ask. Okay. But Shadi, I'm going to let you know. There's a sister, Sister Nabir Sharif. I told her I was coming on your show. This sister is very profound. There's a scanner that she has. It's a pendulum scanner. Sometimes I go shopping with the sister, and she could point that the scanner. A lot of people don't know what the scanner is. You got an AO scanner. My man King David is very proficient with this. But the scanner can tell you what's going on in your body, okay? And also, when I go shopping with her, she'll point to a bag of organic carrots, and she can read the energy level in that. That's what the scanner does. That's technology. The cucumbers that I get, the celery that I get, she points the scanner to it. All right, she said, brother, I'm getting a high energy reading. I said, throw that in the shopping cart, sis. Okay? So she may come on. She's a wealth of knowledge, and she does Reiki. I know you're familiar with that, brother. And also, the sister's in her 70s, all right? And she looked like she's about 40-something, all right? And she's a wealth of knowledge. She has a show on my network. And also, she's very proficient in oils. She turned me on to this oil that's good for nerves. It's called helichrysum. I didn't know anything about this until she turned me on to it. And she does a different concoction. She puts different oils together for whatever ails you to use every day. Because, you know, I know. But anyway, the sister told me, brother, if you'd like for me to, she told me to check with her half an hour ago, and she might come in and if
yeah, that'd be fine. I mean, because you know that'd be fine. Or she could come and do her own thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because this is what it's about. It's about all of us helping each other.
Sir, my brother.
But I
yes, sir.
I did have a question. Now, when you say don't eat dairy, is there a particular reason not dairy? You kind of explained with the meat that the meat clogs you up. You didn't give us an explanation about dairy, like eating, drinking the milk and the cheese and things of that nature.
Well, yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, just to break down the dairy. All right. First of all, even though I don't partake of any kind of milk, they say that the best milk to drink, if you're going to have milk, is goat's milk, raw goat's milk. Okay. The milk from the cow, all right, is meant for the baby heifer. The best milk of all is breast milk, but then again, as grown men, we know we can't drink breast milk. And I know from personal experience, all right, that when I drank milk, being younger, with the Apple Jacks and the Captain Crunch, I would get a little pain in my stomach. And, you know, a lot of people can't take milk because they're what they call lactose intolerant. I was diagnosed as lactose intolerant. That was a self-diagnosis because when I drank the milk, you know, I just, you know. And then when it's pasteurized too, you know, milk is pasteurized. So it strips it basically of all of its nutrients, all right? Also, there's a I got to get the name for you, brother. It'll come back to me. Sister Nabea might have to bring it to me. But there's an ingredient in that milk that does not agree basically, especially with melanated people without DNA. All right, most of us, if you notice, on the ethnic-wise, most melanated people are lactose intolerant. There's an ingredient that I got to get the ingredient. I forgot the name. It was on the tip of my tongue, but it'll come back to me. All right. As far as cheese, the cheese comes from the cow. So you're getting the same thing with the milk with the cheese. It's just a process. And remember, cheese is processed. If you want to have cheese, like I said, this is just me talking, all right? They have what they call a plant-based cheese. It's a coconut cheese, brother. And I didn't know anything about coconut cheese till about 4 or 5 years ago. There's a market over in New York, and a sister was in New York, and she picked some up for me. And it was plant-based and tastes wonderful. Tastes just like cheese. In fact, it's even softer than the processed cheese. They also have a soy-based cheese. You could get that in the cellophane packs. And I don't trust too much this package in plastic anyway. So it's called you can find it in the Whole Foods. You can find it in Shop right there. In Shop, it's called veggie slices. All right, but it's soy-based. Okay. Yeah, and I don't mess with too much soy, brother. What about coconut milk? What about oatmeal milk?
What about those type of milks?
Well,
rice milk. What about
those? Well, you know, well that's non-dairy. So I think it's a matter of taste. All right, but let me tell you what I use, brother. When I do my smoothies. And I have dabbled in non-dairy almond milk. I've used the non-dairy coconut milk, rice milk a few times. It's been a while. But I use coconut water, organic coconut water. And it's high in potassium and electrolytes. So when you're working out, a lot of athletes use coconut water. Stay away from Gatorade because I'm going to tell you something. They found out that they use some antifreeze in that Gatorade. Believe it or not, some of the ingredients that's in that Gatorade come from antifreeze. All right, that's what gives it that color. It's not good. So that Gatorade is not good, and it's full of sugar. And sugar, if you do the research on sugar, I'm talking about white processed sugar. All right, it will suppress your immune system for 30 seconds, and you don't need in this day of COVID. You don't need the plandemic. You don't need anything to suppress your immune system.
Okay. I've recently started looking at the vegan cheese. I've been trying the oat milk. So I've been trying certain little things. Like it's a slow process. I believe if you can do 3 to 4 days where you eat clean, it's better than doing none at all. You know,
true indeed.
So
yes,
you do give your body a rest. You know, for years I wasn't eating red meat. You know, I hadn't eaten red meat in over 20 years. I recently, started eating it periodically. You know, but I want to get to a point where I'm able to eat, more cleaner. But as you were saying, my thing is the protein. I want to make sure I get the proper proteins. That's the thing. That's the thing for me. You know, so that's what kind of hold me up. But
you got some callers.
Go ahead.
We
got a call. Go ahead, answer me, and then we'll go to this call. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. What I want to say is, like I said, I never try to tell anybody. I honor whatever direction someone wants to go in terms of eating, where they want to get their source of protein from. But like I said, I'm still standing tall after 11 years and getting my protein from a different source. That's all. Some people, like I said, you got pescatarians who like fish. You have your vegetarians, you know. It's a source of protein, but then it comes with an effect, all right, that may be affecting you. And in fact, it's a fact that when people stop, dairy also leads to weight gain, all right, and that's another thing that you're trying to stay away from when it comes to your food. But like I said, everybody, when it comes to taste, all right, people are more guided by taste. Taste good, you know, it's got to be that salty or that sweet taste, all right? And I'm going to tell you something, brother. I got a herbal tea right now on my stove. The majority of people that have tuned into this show tonight, if they had to stomach this, they would spit it out. I've got myself used to that because when it comes to your immune system, Shady, I'm going to end by saying this because you have a caller. When it comes to your immune system, 70% of your immune system is right below your navel. It's in your gut, all right? If you can't take an herbal tea that has, it's a bitter, all right? And I can name the herbs, but most people wouldn't know what it, but I can share it if someone would like to know. But when it comes to the herbs, all right, if you want to keep your good gut bacteria righteous in your gut, all right, because all disease begins in your immune system, basically. You have two brains. You have one in your immune system, one up top in your skull, all right? And when it comes to keeping your fermented foods, what I do is every other day I got a big jar of organic sauerkraut. I take a spoonful of that, I chew it, I eat it, and it's fermented, all right? It's nothing but fermented cabbage, you know. Sauerkraut is nothing but fermented cabbage, and I eat that, and it does my good gut bacteria good. So I'll end on that, brother. You got a caller.
Okay. All right. Caller, you can put the first caller on, Jay.
Oh, yeah. Hi. Solution again. Look here. I like what you said, what your guest is saying, what the gentleman is saying. He made some excellent points, and that's one of my fortes, too. I don't think I heard him speak on water, because that's the universal solvent. That is absolutely necessary for cleansing. The other thing is that was not mentioned is that diet relates heavily to one's economic position, because you'll find that food is ever escalating in cost, particularly now. It's always been expensive, but one is going to have the money, good health. And I agree with what he's saying. He's laid some good foundations, but health is real wealth, and it is important to have the money to purchase these different healthy items. I think he spoke of organic foods. I find organic foods to be more expensive than regular foods. I don't buy them too often. It's, like he says, up to a person's taste. But I think that money is going to be a major factor in a person's dietary selections. So anyway, that, and one other thing, baking soda and water does equal alkaline. So that's a good alkaline. And what he said about the citrus fruit and citrus juices, particularly fresh squeeze, and I agree with the concept of juicing. I do it every day. I did it this morning. So those are some good avenues. One other item, and that is a bourbon. Bourbon whiskey, with its ellagic acid, is fantastic for health. I encourage you guys to look it up. For men, they recommend no more than 3 ounces a day. That's 2 shots. And, of course, for women, it's 1. So it improves cardiac functions, mental function. It delays Alzheimer's. It lowers blood pressure. The NIH, National Institute of Health, Harvard University Medical, and also the CDC has weighed in on that. I was listening to Catholic radio and heard about it. So bourbon whiskey, only bourbon whiskey, nothing else alcoholic, has these kind of properties. So anyway, I would just like to say if he would like to comment on any of that. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Farms, if you want to add to what he was saying.
Yeah, I did mention coconut water, and water is vital. Vital is ital. I agree with Mr. Solutions. But let me say this. Now, the research, and what I'll do is I'll get back to this next time you invite me back, Brother Shadi. Alcohol in any form destroys brain cells, kidney cells, liver cells. So I don't know. Sometimes people could be compromised into pushing a product and say, this is the only alcohol is alcohol. I disagree with that, but if you want to have your shot, Mr. Solutions, go right ahead. Now, water, all right, with as far as water goes, Yes, I drink a lot of water throughout the course of the day. You have to stay hydrated. And from what I understand from my lesson, all right, let's say, Shadi, you weigh 200 pounds. You divide 2 and 2, 200, and then you drink, that comes out to 100. So you have to drink 100 ounces of purified or, as you know, reverse osmosis is distilled water. All right, that's dead water. They call it dead water because basically sometimes you just want to add them. When I do my teas, I use distilled water, all right? But every now and then, you know, I have, I get some alkaline water. And Mr. Solutions, I did mention shungite, how it cleans the water. You might want to do a little research on the shungite stone, and you can order some. But Mr. Solutions, when you order shungite, make sure you get the elite shungite, all right? They have companies. One is in Florida. A sister ordered some for me. One is in Los Angeles. I have a two-pound bag of shungite stone here. I'm going to Walmart tomorrow to pick up a couple of 2.5-gallon glass jars. And family, if you're going to store your water, please use glass. I understand we're not, you're right. Everything is about food and pricing and being economical, but guess what? They now have, and I'll get back to you on it, I have a Dr. Bev who's on my podcast, and she has a home gardening kit. You could go online and start ordering your own food. Now, remember, in my presentation, I also mentioned less of a caloric intake, right, leads to longevity, meaning that the less you eat, the better off you are. But it has to be what we classify as nutrient dense. Macro dense is when you eat a lot of solid, heavy stuff, all right, meaning that it's a little bit more filling, all right. We should always eat. When we eat something, we shouldn't gorge ourselves. We should eat till we're content and then cut it off. And then put the rest in the Tupperware bowl, and please, not plastic, family, if you can, all right? I'm not trying to sound like I got it like that, because I ain't no ATM. But you put yourself, if you can, get some glass Tupperware with the plastic lid. Store your water, if you can, and also, or a BPA-free bottle, all right? And keep it out of the direction of the sun. Always keep your water in a shaded area.
Okay, all right. Next caller. Bring on the next caller, Jeff, Brother Jeff.
Yeah, good evening, my brothers.
Good evening, Brother Miles.
This is Miles. How y'all brothers doing?
How you?
I'm hanging in, Shy. Yo, as far as you know, I was listening to you anyway, so.
Yes, sir, my brother.
I don't eat after 6 o'clock. I don't mess around after that. I keep cases of water in my room temperature, and I don't eat red meat. And I, you know, it took a while for me to, slow down on certain things. Like you said, it's a process. Mm-hmm. I haven't drunk no alcohol in like 17 years or smoked in like that long. I'm just trying to basically just take my time getting to where it's comfortable for me. And like you said, as far as like, people said, I'm hungry. I'm like, how's you hungry? You just ate like 2 minutes ago. People say you want to stuff themselves.
Shadi, I want to ask Brother Miles something, and just one quick side note on this, brother, if you don't mind. Can I, Brother Shadi?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hey, Brother Miles, tell Jay what he missed Shadi.
Oh, when we was in Patterson?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Jay was sleek, man. I think he dating that lady in the store downstairs from him, man. You know, it's screwing his system all up. But he missed a good thing, man. Because we had people that got together blind, some people with a cerebral palsy, mm-hmm. some people sighted. You know, got together and had a great time, man. You know. I had a problem with eating some of the food there because, you know, I don't like the rice they were serving. I ate a little bit of it, you know, out of respect. The chicken was salty. I don't eat salt. I don't put salt on my food. I tasted chicken, did have salt on it. So out of respect, I took the plate and folded it in half, you know, threw a napkin over it, You know, then that way they want to, they figure, oh, he finished. You know, out of respect, because I just didn't want to eat stuff that I'm not, you know, I'm trying to stay away from. Right. Now, I go to the doctor. My doctor always tell me I got good blood pressure. My immune system is strong. And every time I, you know, we give you this blood pressure medicine, take it. I don't take it. I don't take medicine. I take vitamins. I don't like to take any kind of painkillers because, you know, I don't trust that because I figure if you take a painkiller, right, think about it, you ain't hurting no more. But I think you do more damage to that, whatever's hurting you, because you don't feel like say your leg hurting. Oh, I feel good. My leg all right. And you can do more damage to it because you're not realizing you're hurting even more. So I stay away from stuff like that. I could withstand pain, but I just try to change my eating habits. I don't eat red meat. I don't eat pork. I'm not a Muslim, but I used to work with Muslims mostly like 20-something years. So I never joined a club because I'm not like that. So I don't go that way. But they know me. They respect me. I respect them. But they taught me how to eat certain foods. And now I'm trying to get into this thing far as, you know, like being a vegan or vegetarian, something like that. Like you're right, I'm trying to slow down on meat. I'm a chicken and fish man, but I don't put no salt on my stuff, so I eat ball chicken. Once in a while, I'll probably eat a fried piece. You know how sometimes that fried chicken smell good, so. But as far as the water thing, I drink water, plenty of water. Yeah, and I'm just good. Trying to maintain. I'm 65, man. I'm trying to reach 70, 75, 80.
Yeah, I hear you. We have another call. I want to bring the other caller in. Next caller, please. Welcome to Let's Talk About It All. You're on live.
I said they took a plate.
I knew it was Miss Miller.
I mean, a great show, Sadiq Forrest, you know. You always get a wealth of information. So I had to chime in. Good show, just listening in. Yes.
And we appreciate Saturday, you as usual. Go ahead.
Oh, you're welcome. Saturday was lit. It was so much fun Saturday.
It was. We're looking for Jay to come. We all took a picture in his show.
Shy, they wanted to beat me up, Shy. The women's wanted to beat me up, homie.
Why is that, brother? Why is that?
You know, I'll be picky with them and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't agree with some of the things they say. They take it. They go like, hey, look at that. I ain't scared of you women. And I thought my security guard was going to help me out, but she on the other end chewing on something. Remember Forrest?
Yeah.
I was like, where Latoya? She going to help me out. I said, Latoya, here she go. That's what she was saying, man. Dude, I was in trouble then. Shade, the two girls were sitting next to me, man. You put them together, they was like serious women, like body slam women, you know.
Oh, okay.
But I wasn't afraid of them because I was close to the door. I could run out the door, so.
Shadi, if you want me to, unless there's another caller, brother, I could check and see if Sister Nabeer is ready.
Yeah. We got, okay. You know, probably another 5-10 minutes, you know.
Okay. Hold on, brother. Wait a minute.
We only on for an hour. I like to, you know, I like to bring you back with her. You know, I like I like to, you know, bring her on because I don't want to cut her short. I want to let her be able to, you know, express what it is because we need it. We need the information, you know. We need all the information we can get. We need, you know, positive information.
Can I ask you a question when you get a chance?
Yeah.
Something you said earlier, I was going to ask you about it, but, you know, when you said that, you try to maintain a different way of eating. How long? Would you just started that, or you've been on that for a while?
Well, when my son was born, like 35 years, I had while my then son mother, my wife, when she was pregnant with my son, I started changing from eating artificial flavors and colors. So I had started that over 35 years ago. Anything with artificial flavors and colors, I would leave it alone. So I've been on the journey probably since then, you know. So I still try to watch what I eat and be mindful of what I eat. Yeah, I do, like, you know, eat the meats, and like I said, like, you know, but I'm still conscious. But I want to get to a point where I'm actually able to, you know, eat to live, basically.
Right.
You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
And not so much for, as Brother Forrest say, for taste. You know, that's the thing. Like, I like taste. I like to cook. So I'm a seasoned person. I like to season the food, give it the taste. So I'm on that. But I gotta try to work through that. You know, and
right.
I don't, you know, to get to that point where at least, even if I'm not to a point where I do it 7 days, I want to at least get to a point where I can do it 4 days, you know. Because
like slow to get
as
into
I,
it.
As I said, as far as some progress is better than no progress.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Go
ahead.
Could it be that, like, you know, our bodies, like the stuff we put in is like, the food could be like a drug to our body. Our body used to a certain kind of food, and then when you change up on it, it's like you're fighting to keep it away from there.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. It becomes like a craving. You know, it becomes something that you crave. You eat it so often, you just used to eat it. Even the point of having sugar. Like people, you know, I like sweets. So sometimes if I don't have the sweets, I crave it, you know?
Yeah,
people like
yeah.
coffee. If they don't have the coffee, sometimes they crave it. You know, so your body, after a while, get used to it. So the same way it can get used to it, you can work yourself to get unused to it. It's just going to take a little more time, you know? But you got to be, you got to have the willpower as well.
Oh, yeah, Forrest.
It's going to take some willpower.
Before you leave, tell them about that green tea, Forrest.
Oh, yes. Shadi, I might have to get your address from you because Jay already experienced, because Jay supported me, but I'm sending you some green tea, brother. It's the 710. And Solutions, you have to get in contact with me, man, so I can send you. Oh, that's right. You don't want nobody to know where you live at, man. But anyway, maybe I can send it through Jay to you, Solutions, all right? On a serious note, Solutions.
Yeah, I got to try that, man.
710 on the ECGC, which is the most potent. Now, I'm not just saying this because I'm pushing the T. All right? I'm a distributor for this gentleman. 710, which is the main ingredient in any type of green tea, should be the ECGC level. It's 710 on that, Brother Shadi. And first of all, you could go on their website, T-E-A. Four, you got to spell it out. Don't use the number four. T4health.com. It has a chart up there. The closest green tea in the world that came close to this was 60%. That's a hell of a gap from 60 to 100, okay? And it's called Dr. Lee's Green Tea. Now, Brother Shadi, I told Miles about it because the first time he took a heaping teaspoon, I told him, I said, brother, you got to take your two fingers and your thumb and just spread it. Now,
at the event,
I brought the brother a steeper. You need a steeper. You need a porcelain cup, and you need a top, a lid. What it does is when you let it steep, your green tea steep, all right, and then you put a healthy sugar in there. You could use honey. And I'm going to tell you something. Manuka honey is the Rolls Royce of all the honeys. It's a medicinal honey, all right? Or you can get you some, since Brother Solutions was talking about pricing and cost, you can get your raw organic honey, all right, because the Manuka honey is very pricey, brother. It's not big, all right, but it has medicinal, they treat colds with this. You have sore throat, and it has different probiotics in it, and it has different levels. If you ever go, Whole Foods is famous for selling this stuff. It goes for like a little 4 or 5 ounce jar that'll run you like $35, $45, all right, but You let your tea steep, all right, for 10 minutes. And what it does with the lid on it, it pulls out the oxygen. It makes the green tea more potent and bon appetit. Now, green tea has polyphenols in it, which is the immune system booster. It also is anti-cancer and antiviral properties. The gentleman who owns this company that I'm a distributor for, he sends loads of it to different cancer clinics across America. When people are either suffering from cancer or in remission, they drink a lot of green tea. Now, the owner of the company, his name is John Boss. He's in South Jersey, okay? What happened was he was diagnosed with cancer of the lymph nodes. So they wanted to give him the chemo and the radiation. He said, nah, he didn't want to go that route. So what happened was Dr. Lee, all right, he was about to shut his business down. John Boston went to him and his wife, and they brought into the company, all right? Dr. Lee is a pathologist. He travels across the world, and he speaks against the COVID shot, and he gives you the scientific research as to why you shouldn't take the jab, okay? Because it's not really a vaccine. It's a jab, all right? The CDC, who Brother Solutions just happened to mention, okay, there's a lady, Susan, forgot her last name, but she worked for the CDC. See, some people get a moral conscience. It's not about paycheck and pension. And she happened to mention that there were never, ever any clinical trials. When they first put this, it was considered an emergency shot, all right? That's all it is. It's not a vaccine. They didn't test it long enough. The lady from the CDC, she whistle blew and said, guess what? It was never any clinical trials on that. So, unfortunately, a lot of people lined up, all right, and became two-legged lab rats for this shot, okay? So anyway, this green tea is the most potent form of green tea in the world. Like I said, family, do your homework. T4Health.com, all right? Next time you're on Jay's show, if you know how to support Jay or Brother Shadi, you bring us back. I have Sister Nibea with me. Then we'll, you guys want I have a customer code. You get a discount with your bag of green tea. All right, once you go up there, you come on Jay's show Friday. If you're interested, Brother Solutions, I know you're trying to stay healthy like green tea. This stuff is a superfood. Anybody knows anything about green tea? It's a superfood. So to be continued at a later date, because I know Brother Shadi, I don't want to take up much of your time. I know you said that you about to close it.
And be careful how much you put in your cup.
Yeah, you don't need much, brother.
Yeah,
strong.
What are you? You boil the tea. You said.
Well, you boil the water.
Listen,
what you do, brother, is you take your tea and you put it in the cup. You boil your water, the water in with the tea. All right. Put your sweetener in. Some people drink green tea raw, but you don't need much of it. A bag will last you anywhere from 3.5 to 4 weeks. If you drink 2 cups a day, it's 3 weeks. One cup or one and then two the next day, it'll last you a month, all right? I was selling the green tea at the event I went to for Francesca, Brother Shadi. All right? I sold 7 bags out there, all right? So the only thing I'm saying is, and then you let it steep. And then, like
it's
I said,
a pinch
boy,
now. You
got to
take a pinch of it.
A pinch. You don't need it. It's strong, brother.
Two fingers
and
your thumb.
Nice size bag.
Yep, just make a pinch. Two fingers and a thumb.
All right, Charlie, so, I'll get you my address, and, you know, you can send me some. I'll check it out.
I'll give Jay a call and get your number. I'll get that from you personally before the week is out.
Hey, Charlie, I did call you, Forrest, so you should have my number.
Oh, okay. It should be on my voice, man.
I got your number, so I'll give you a call. I got it.
Okay.
I'll give you a call.
Wonderful.
All right, now what would you say? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying, if you have time, I have another quick comment. This is Solution. Hi.
We're going to go ahead and make a quick comment because we're going to cut it short and
Hey, look here. A couple of superfoods, and we're talking about polyphenols and antioxidants that are in plants. You know, plants can't move, so they have to have defenses in terms of chemical defenses. And so when we ingest those foods, we, of course, take on those particular properties. And what the gentleman said just a moment ago when I mention the bourbon, I'm always looking for better ways, better formulas to accentuate whatever I'm doing, whether it's finances or health or whatever. And what happened with the bourbon, you have this ellagic acid. It's not just alcohol. It is also those polyphenols and antioxidants as a result of the corn, wheat, barley, and, of course, they leach polyphenols out of the oak barrels. So I did a lot of study, but one of the things is to limit the amount. Remember, one can drown in water, and water also rusts metal, but it's also healthy in proper quantities. Okay, so I would say that in the proper quantities, and always take the alcohol with the food. I was telling my neighbor about it, and my neighbor said, well, you'll never get drunk with that. I'm talking a max of 3 ounces for a man or less, 3 ounces of less, always with food. And that way you mitigate any of the problems that would be attendant with what the gentleman was saying with alcohol use. We're not talking about drinking recreational drinking. We're talking about drinking or imbibing for the purpose of health. And there are also benefits to alcohol, believe it or not, as long as one does it in moderation. But if one doesn't want to do it, okay, fine, I got you. But I'm just saying there are phenomenal health benefits related to bourbon whiskey only. That's the only one they did the study on. But also blueberries, cauliflower, broccoli, you know, eat all of that stuff because one gets nutrients from it. And by the way, zinc, and I agree that vitamin C is like the vacuum cleaner of vitamins. It goes in and swoops up all the unburned, what we call free radicals, right? Those are the things that damage your cells, the free radicals. It's like unburned food. And I agree with the gentleman, too. Intermittent fasting is very, very helpful, 18 hours a day, which I'm definitely a proponent of. Thanks a lot.
So we've got to keep that sugar from alcohol right now.
Wait a minute, before you go. Next week, I'm going to say this real quick. I want to invite, brothers, I'll be back next week if it's okay with you, Shadi.
I'm going to bring my teacher up here to
break down the science of why you shouldn't have any type of alcoholic content in anything that you put in your body. But go ahead. That's how
all
bad
right, definitely. Next week. That's week. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
right.
Next week, definitely. You on for next week.
Okay.
All right.
Appreciate
that's
it.
Like, that's like if you wear a size 9 sneaker, you put on a size 8. Ain't good for you.
Mouth, let him
all
in
right,
his.
Thanks for the show, Shadig. Always good. Good knowledge.
Yeah,
man.
Great show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother.
Forrest, Toya, Solution, Miles. Thank you all, you know, for you know, your contribution to the show. Look forward to next week. Want to give a special thanks to my brother, Jay Sean, for handling the production side. I would like for everyone to tune in on Mondays, Humble Visions with Dre from 8:30 to 9:15. Tune in every Thursday to the Lisa Experience from 8 to 9. Tune in every Friday to Jay Sean, Keeping It Real from 8 to 10. Tune in every Saturday to DJ Boogie with Ray Sean from 4:30 to 5:15. Tune in on Sundays to Point of Impact with Malai from 6 to 7. Also, tune in by calling the Grown Folks Talking. Dial a number 520-525-8633. That's 520-525-8633. Tune in and get, you know, Grown Folks Talking. And I would like for, you know, for any of you to like check out, you want to check out additional content that I'd be doing, check my YouTube channel at ANDREHILL 9. That's ANDRE at ANDRE HILL9. I would like for you guys to come and subscribe, you know, because we're going to be doing a lot of big things on that YouTube channel. So I really want you guys to start subscribing and start tuning in, because I'm going to be putting stuff up there that I don't, you know, some stuff that I may not even discuss on the show, just little tidbits of, you know, thoughts and ideas of how we can, you know, change our situations. That's where my strong suit is, you know. I want to change us in the way of being prepared, you know, well, if it's financially and coming together as a unit, coming together as a body and working as a unit to change our conditions and to make our situation better. But it all ties in together, because in order to do that, you got to be healthy enough to do that.
Amen to that.
I like to pray to God, whom I call Allah, that you touch each and every heart and open every mind of each and every one who hears the vibration of my voice, so that our hearts, minds, and souls will come together and function as if we were one body. I ask that you bless each and every one of us with the desire to spread love, peace, and understanding, so that we will be able to put aside our differences for the sake of you and for the sake of us all as a people. Allah, I ask that you instill in us the spirit of forgiveness, so that we will be able to work collectively in order to bring about a much-needed change within ourselves and within our families and communities. I would like to thank every one of you for taking out the time from your busy day to share these precious moments together again on this Wednesday. I hope with all of my heart that Allah has planted something incredible within each of you that you will carry with you and share with others from this day forward. Anything that I said that was insightful and helpful came from Allah. Anything that I said that was confusing came from me.
Updating three and periods.
And may Allah elevate your minds and enter to your hearts and deliver peace into your souls. In closing, don't forget to practice humility, empathy, kindness, patience, forgiveness, and most of all, don't forget to reach out to someone whom you love and care about, just to see how they're doing, just to see if they're okay. With that being said, peace and blessings up on all of you. Until next week, have a great night.
In a little tent, oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know the change gon' come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know the change won't come. And I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me, don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know the change gon' come.
Brazil. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.